this to the fellow. And when he's going through the passage, he says, "Vahamayim yodim," and the one who understands, it will understand. And that's how it is. So I said to Shiva, in the terminal, the equivalent in the terminal, "Vahamayim yodim," and the lady who understands it will understand it.
If you can convert up a little bit, it will just be amazing.
Can you do it? Now, ladies, we are on the third chapter. Through the passage. And when you've gone through the passage, he says, "Vahamayim yodim," and the one who understands it will understand. And that's how he reads it. Ourselves is Shiva in the feminine, the equivalent is the feminine. Baham may be no, you'll be no. Mm-hmm. And the lady who understands it will understand it. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is. Ourselves is Shiva in the feminine, the equivalent is the feminine. Baham may be no, you'll be no.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady who understands it will understand it. Mm-hmm.
If you people read up a little bit, it'll be good for you.
Come to this. Now, ladies, we are on the third chapter, and as I explained to you last week, and as you gathered from the shir last week, in the third chapter, we are really in the very midst of it all. When we began the first chapter, it was on the subject of Hashem. The second subject was the subject of Brior, the purpose of Brior. And now in the third subject, we are on the subject of man. He hasn't begun speaking about the Jew yet, just about the man, the human being. And you will remember that the first point that the Derech Hashem is making, and the most important point that he's making about the human being, and he explains this in slightly greater detail in his Mesilas Yeshurim, in the beginning of his Mesilas Yeshurim, in the first chapter of the Mesilas Yeshurim, he explains that man has been created in this world in order to achieve perfection. And I've given you the definition of perfection. It doesn't mean perfection in its ultimate sense, because that is impossible for the human being to achieve. As we learned in the first chapter, the second attribute that we discussed of Hashem is the attribute of perfection, and ultimate perfection, and perfection in its real sense, in its true sense, in its absolute sense, belongs only to Hashem. But what is meant when the Derech Hashem speaks about perfection, and when we speak about achieving perfection with regard to ourselves, we may mean the extending by the human being of his energies to such an extent that he is able to realize to the utmost his potential. But the potential that every person has. Now, not everybody has got the same potential. There are people who can reach to the heights of Moshe Rabbeinu by exercising all their powers to obtain their full potential. They can come to Moshe Rabbeinu. there are some that cannot come to a Moshe Rabbeinu, that can only come to a Yeshua. There are some that can only become to a Yeshayahu. There are some that can only come to a Rabbi Yehuda or to a Rabbi Akiva. There are others who can only come to an Abaye or Rava. There are still others who can only come to a Rambam, only to a Rambam. Alabaya Bhinistadon. So you can understand what it means to become. But what I'm saying is that not everybody has the same potential. Not everybody is born with the same potential. And for example, Jennifer's got a potential, but she can never realize it, being so comfortable as she is at this particular moment. That is quite impossible. Right. So that is what we have learned in the first two paragraphs of chapter 3. And now we are ready to go on to the third paragraph of chapter 3, which is to be found on pages 46 and 47. And now he says, and nevertheless, Gozar Tuba is Borach Shemel. The goodness of Hashem decree. Sheyeye Gevuli Hishtadlut Azeh HaMitztorech Lo'odem Lahasik HaShemus. That there is an end. Now, I want to explain this before we go on any further. You know, in life, there are ongoing things, and there are things that come to an end. For example, this year was started, I believe, a week or two after we arrived here. I don't think it was 2 weeks after we arrived.
No,
it wasn't.
The holidays.
No.
No.
Before you came in, you started being a charter member.
Pardon?
I'm a charter member.
That was this year.
This year. Oh, you're talking about this year. This year. You're talking about this year.
Yes.
Yeah, I was charter member.
This year started immediately. What were we doing when you started, when you came in?
I don't remember. We had it in different people's houses.
That was this year started immediately.
Oh, yeah?
Never started in different. That was the Sunday night.
No. I didn't go to the Sunday night. Yeah, I didn't go to that.
This year was started immediately after we came.
That's very likely.
That's very likely. We did have it in different homes.
No,
this year I was never allowed to go from home to home. From home to home, you know, there's a word that they used to use in English. Not a nice word, they don't use it anymore in good circles. A loafer. A loafer is a place that goes from place to place.
I remember Sheila calling me and saying that you're starting a Sheila Wednesday night, and I said I couldn't commit myself. I remember very clearly.
I was never allowed this year to go from house to house. It's got a clius, it's got a mokamakavua. My uncle speaks about it. He speaks about people who walk about with their doubt. Now, we've never seen anything like this. But there are people, I say, his friends, and say, oh, you know, you say, oh, you know, you say, oh, 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 and my uncle speaks about it, and he says a person who walks about when he dabbles is a person who not only thoughts that are walking about when he's dabbling altogether, is a person that lacks stability. It's a sign of a lack of stability. Walk about when you're dabbling. How can you do a thing like that? You've never seen anything like that, have you? In Kansas City. Never see anything like that. Now, this is an ongoing show, been going on for over 10 years. There's another type of show. It goes on for 6 weeks and that's all. And then it stops. It's not an ongoing shiur. What do they call it?
Course.
No, they've got some.
Seminar?
No, they've got some further. Now, what is better in life? Is it better to have ongoing, or is it better to have something that comes to an end? Which is better?
Ongoing.
I suppose so. There are some things it's better that if it's ongoing. There are some things that it's better if it comes to an end.
Right.
I once heard a person speaking and I listened to it and I was just waiting for it to come to an end. There's another person that I used to listen to speaking and I was so sorry when it was coming to an end. I was dead scared. Is it coming to an end now? Is it coming to an end now? Hope he's not coming to an end. My uncle used to speak for 2 hours at a time. When I came to Lithuania, they told me that they used to bring me to the places where he spoke, and they said he spoke there for 7 hours. That was the longest he ever spoke. They brought me to a place and spoke for 7 hours. And I believe that was the greatest drosha that they'd ever heard. And when I came back to England, I asked my uncle about it. I said, you know, they brought me to this place in Kovna, it was in Kovna, where you were reputed to have spoken for 7 hours. So he said, yes, but I must tell you two things about that. He said, the first thing is that it wasn't 7 consecutive hours. I spoke for 3.5 hours, and then the people went home to eat, and then they came back and I spoke for another 3.5 hours. So he said, that's the first thing. The second thing you must know is, in Lithuania, the medical center of Lithuania used to be Königsberg, which was in Germany, East Prussia. So if anybody was very ill, they went to Königsberg to see the doctors there. They were the best doctors. And my uncle had been ill and he went to Königsberg, and the doctor there said he'd come to Kovna, and the doctor in Kovna had said that he had cancer. So he thought this was the last time he was speaking. And he spoke, and he said, and from there he went to Königsberg to go and see the doctor there. And when he went there, he went to see the doctor laughed. He said, no, this is not cancer. And he showed him the proof that it's not cancer. It's because this and this is the symptom. And if it's cancer, it can't possibly be the symptom. So you can rest assured you haven't got cancer. But he thought he had cancer and he gave his anyway, but what the people gave me when I said to listen seven hours, they said we were sorry it came to an end. We would have liked it to have gone on and on. So it depends, it can be ongoing or not. Now what is better? Should life have been ongoing or shouldn't have been ongoing? Is life ongoing or isn't it ongoing? Comes to an end. What is better? Is it better that it should have been ongoing or not? So the Derech Hashem says in the beginning of paragraph 3 on pages 46 and 47, the Omnom, however, goes out to believe Borech Shemo, the goodness of Hashem decreed, Sheyiye Gevul Lihishtadlus Azeah Mitztorech Lo'odem La'asik Hashleimus, that there should be an end to this struggle on the part of man to achieve perfection. And when his struggle is completed, then he has achieved his perfection, which is not the same for every person, then he will have achieved his perfection, and he will enjoy for until everlasting this joy of what he has achieved, which is the greatest joy that it is possible to enjoy. Now, you know, we can't imagine what kind of a joy it is. We are going to see that when Adam or Rishon was created, he knew exactly what kind of a joy it is. We have got quite a weird idea of what is happiness and of what is joy. For example, our idea of happiness is to have everything that we can possibly have. To have everything that we would like and everything we want, everything that it's possible to have, if we have got that is our idea of joy and happiness. Now that is the Torah idea of joy and happiness. Nor is that the truth. Nor is that the reality. I meet people nowadays quite often. I don't meet them in San Jose, but I do meet them in Los Angeles, who are very, very wealthy and yet full of problems. Full of problems. And they really have no joy in life. And you'll get people who are by no means wealthy and get a tremendous enjoyment out of life. Now, not in my field. You can get a scientist who is doing research, and his greatest joy is when he discovers something and it works out and he's got it. And the struggle to discover is also a great joy. But that is his greatest joy. And to him there is no, if he's a proper scientist, there is no joy that is greater than that. Now, if you can reach the stage, which I expect you to reach, because this is completely within your reach, if you can reach the stage that you have conquered one particular middle, or you've rooted out one bad streak in your character, and you feel you've rooted it out, and you've conquered it, the joy that there is in that. And that is a step to the perfection about which the Derech Hashem speaks. I must have told you of a Talmud of mine in Johannesburg who phoned me one Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and he phoned me, and I'm working when I went onto the pulpit on Friday night in Johannesburg. I had 16 sermons in my head. That was from the first night of Rosh Hashanah until Shemini Atzeres. I had 16 sermons in my head. So you can imagine, you've got to have everything ready, and I was ready. And he asked me at 2 o'clock on Sunday, I said to him, Rafi, you know, you ask me now, can't it wait till after Rosh Hashanah? Is it so important? He said, I want to come before Rosh Hashanah, I want to come to you. Anyway, he came into my study and sat down. I said, Rafi, what's the problem? He said, no problem. I wanted to come and tell you something because I know the joy it will give you. I made a resolution last year that I would never get angry. It's now Erev Rosh Hashanah, the air is past, and I didn't get angry once during the whole year. It's not yet. Didn't get angry once during the whole year. Well, the pleasure it gave me, and the pleasure it gave him, no, could have been no greater pleasure. I'm sure if I would have said to him, Rafi, sell that pleasure for $5 million, free of income tax, no income tax, sell that pleasure, he would have said, oh no, that I can't sell. No money can ever buy that. Now that is an achievement. To break a needle, what it means to break a needle, to break a bad streak in a person. Now, I want you to know that what I tell you is Torah. Would you like me to show you what the Vilna Gaon says about it? Or don't you want to know?
Of course.
You actually want to know it. But you think you could take it?
Well, Pastor.
You could.
No, I think
I'll try. All right, if you try, I'll repeat it. The Vilna Gaon, then you go right back. You go right back. Back to you go back to Moshe Rabbeinu when you've got the Vilna Gaon. I must lay my hands on it. Yes. This is on Mishle. Shlomo HaMelech says, what's the problem? No problem. All right, let me see if I can introduce a problem. No, when there's no problem, there cannot be happiness. There can only be contentment. Have you ever seen a cow feeding in the meadows? So content. Ever seen a horse nibbling at the grass in the field? So content. But not happy. Happy is something that's dynamic. You can only be happy if you've got a problem. Haven't got a problem, you can't be happy. Barbara, have you got any problem? Can't be happy. Only thing is got to be the right problem. You have a problem because so-and-so has got more than I have. So that's my problem. That's not a problem. Shlomo HaMelech says, HaChazek BaMusar Al Teireh. Grasp Musar. Take hold of Musar. Don't let go. Mitreo Gehi Chayecho. Guard it, because that is your life. Now that's what Shlomo HaMelech says. So let us see what the Vilna Gaon says. He says, take, I'm translating it for you for the time being. Take hold of Musar now that you've begun. First of all, you've got to begin. V'techazek es atzmecho b'Musar, and strengthen yourself in Musar. Now you know what that means. When I walk to shul in Venice during the summertime, in the wintertime I've stopped walking to shul in the morning there, because they are, I don't like some of the people on the boardwalk, and it's dark when I go to shul in the morning in the winter, so they call for me now, but very soon I start walking to shul in the morning there when I'm there, and I see all kinds of people. And I see a person there is hardly got dressed in anything at all, and he's running, and then he stops and he's got dumbbells. You know what dumbbells are? And he's with dumbbells and he's picking up dumbbells and he's got a big weight and he picks up his weight. What is he doing? He is strengthening his body. But look to what length he goes in order to strengthen his body. So what the Vilna Gaon says is, now that you began with Musar, v'techazek es atzmecho b'Musar, strengthen yourself in Musar. You want to strengthen yourself. So, practice it. Just like this man is to strengthen his body, he's practicing it. Strengthen yourself in Musar. I'll say this, don't let go. Afil l'shor achas. Not for a single hour. And his hours are much shorter than ours. See, not for a single hour. Don't let go. Mitreho. Guard it. Kloma, that means to say. On the contrary, Tosif Tobi Gedorim Witness Ala Musa. You add to it continually what your discipline is. Add to the disciplines, add to the mitzvahs, shelo tova lidei rifyo, that you don't come to any weakening of it. So easy to let go. Don't come to any weakening of it. Ki hicha yeho, because that is your life, says Shlomo HaMelech. Now the Vilna Gaon explains it. Because the whole reason of a person's life is to break a streak, a weakness, a bad streak, or a weakness that he hasn't broken until now. That is his whole life. That's what he's got to do. Now we've got to earn a living too. So even in our earning of a living, still got to do it. And what this young man, Rafi Apt, did with, in his earning a living, didn't ever get angry. with my uncle again, very much fervent, very much fervent. Never any resentment. Never showed any resentment about anything. You know what that is? A man works in one of these places, and he's a slave. They're all slaves, yeah? And he's got a supervisor, and the supervisor's got a manager, and sometimes the supervisor is not a very nice person. And sometimes the supervisor is nice, but the supervisor can't help himself or herself because there's a manager. And he's treated not always well. To be able to go through it, no anger, no resentment. Now, we don't like anger. There's no excuse for anger at all. Resentment. Anger is a very, very bad feeling. Yes.
I know it's very bad. You mentioned it before, but what emotion are you supposed to have when there's something that's very, very upsetting to you, or someone does something that's very irritating or extremely annoying, or more so than just annoying, but a very stressful situation? I mean, what do you show instead of anger?
There's only one place that we are allowed to become angry, and it's a mitzvah to be angry. And that is if there's somebody destroying Torah, destroying it, destroying the Shabbos, destroying Kashrus, destroying the meaning of Torah. That is where we are expected to be angry, to be offended and to be angry. That is where you're expected to be angry. Nowhere else. If somebody harms us, the thing is to be able to take it without anger. You've got to deal with it. You've got to deal with it. If somebody has harmed me, I've got to deal with it. If somebody is trying to harm me, I've got to try to protect myself. But without anger, that's what I'm expected to do. And we know that if it's done without anger, it's done far more successfully. Because then you're in control of yourself. When you're angry, you're not in control of yourself. You can't think clearly. Then by all means, but not with anger. You're able to do it calmly, with no anger. You follow the... But where a person is breaking down, there we are allowed to be. There we are expected to be angry at that. Now, we are in a very difficult position because there are people all around us who are breaking down and they still want us to join them. Come along with us. We want you to be part of us. We can't be part of all that. The only excuse that they have is that they don't know. They don't know what the Sabbath means. They don't know what Torah means. They've got no idea of it. So, we can't really be angry with them. But amongst them are those who do know. There may be only one or two or three, but there are those who do know. There we've got to be angry with them. So it's not being angry for anything that affects us personally. And once we do it because it affects us personally, it's very bad. And we've got to be very careful. We can be angry with a person, so look how that person knows. And look what he does, and he breaks the Torah, he breaks the Sabbath, and he breaks it flagrantly. Got to be very careful that deep down there isn't the feeling, I'm angry with him because I can't do it myself. Look how he carries on. That's bad. That we are not allowed to do. So that's the only time we are allowed to be angry. Is that clear? But otherwise, he said, the whole of life is that man is always working to root out some bad streak in him that he hasn't managed to do yet, or to acquire something good in him that he hadn't acquired yet. There is a young man, he's a Harvard man, and he's gone to a yeshiva. I'm not going to tell you to which yeshiva it is, because you might be able to work out and that who the young man is. And he consults me from time to time. And the last time he consulted me was, he says, the question of jealousy. He says, in his class at the yeshiva, if he's a young man, he's might be more progress than he is. He said he's terribly jealous and resentful of it. And he knows it is wrong, and he wants to know how to do it. And then the last time he phoned me, he thanked me, and he said, I'm getting a something. They're not better for him. He's working on it. Finds that that is a bad streak on him, and he works on it. So that is something that I expect of you. But don't try and work on all the bad streaks that one has at the same time. You will dissipate your energy, though there's no wide appeal that you won't achieve anything. I'm not speaking only to you, speaking to myself too. Yes, did somebody want to ask me something? Yes, you
go. Well,
yes.
I'm just going to ask the same thing that when you were asking the question to
Rabbeinu. Yes, yes. Habakkuk is a Rabbeinu.
Well,
Habakkuk is a Rabbeinu.
Well,
well, that you've got to look out for how long you're going to do it. That is a Rabbeinu. You've got to feel at the end of the year you achieve sufficient. I mean, but the point that the Rabbeinu Yonah makes is that Rabbeinu Yonah's position can't go wrong. The point he makes is that when you work on one particular needle, the next one is much easier. You know, it's the reverse of the Geiger scale. You know how the Geiger scale works. A point, a three on the Geiger scale, an earthquake, they call it earthquake here, the scale of the Richter scale, the Geiger from the moon, on the Richter scale, a point three. Now, a point four is not a third more than than 3 points. You know that. And a five is pretty bad. But a six is not very bad. A six is disastrous. So it goes up. And so when you're working with needles, it's in the reverse, you see? It improves so much, it's so much easier that you reach the three, right? Then when you try another needle to work on, you're already on the three. And so it goes on. Anyway, that is as far as that is concerned. So there we are, placed upon earth, in order to achieve perfection. And you know that it is given you the definition for it. And now the Hashem says, and the time that man is put on earth is not ongoing, but it comes to an end. And the original idea was that a man is put right on earth, then after time that period ends, and then starts the second period. And what is the second period? The enjoying the result of all that work. That is ongoing. That is unto all eternity. That never ends. Because the soul is eternal. So that is something that happens to him. That he says, okay, therefore there has been destined for man, or prescribed for man, there should be a better word than death. Created, not a better word. Therefore there has been destined for man 2 periods. The man who are favored, the time of work, of hard work, of labor, of toil, of sweat, of tears. Can you take one further? Blood. Just you work to work on it all. And the echo to man, and the second period is the receiving of the reward. The Ulong, now, there comes a... I'm going to allow myself a luxury tonight. Instead of calling it a principle, I'm going to call it for the time being a concept. Now there comes a concept. And the concept is that the middle syllable is Merubo Mevidas Polonius. God's relationship with us is one in which he is good to us, and the other relationship is one in which he is angry with us, and he punishes us. Now, the middle syllable is much greater than the middle belief, like the middle polonius. But when Hashem is good to us, it is much greater than when he is evil to us. If you want to know the exact measure of your victory. So, let us say, if a man is that good, and of the soul of one person. For the good he has done, he deserves four. A single gives him much more than that. He will give him eight. If a person does evil on the scale of 1 to 10 of an eight does evil, so the punishment must be an eight, then he will give him an eight. Or he will give him a seven. Or he will give him a five or a four. But if the evils aren't going to be good, then he's good to a person. It's much more than he's good at, but then the person he's worth, he will get much more better from his sin than he deserves. In other words, God's blessing is greater than his justice. So, mercy is greater than justice in the way that he is without me. So now he says, that none of the things of evil shall ever use with money to cook. So God has made an end to the crime of the fellow, the labor, and the culture. So that's a great look of mortal verse and a reason to know so well. As also decreed that it should be useful for God's purpose. God's purpose wasn't the whole purpose of man's got to have a clean hair thing, wasn't the whole purpose of it. But that's the fiction of the living creation purpose. So why did he need to drag out the living creation purpose in his pocket already? Why must we have the Sabbath? Well, you don't belong to the Sabbath, you're comfortable. What is the Sabbath? So the other kind of thing, this is making pandemic to overcome. That is the point. That is the point. It's got to be our own. It's got to be our own. That is the point. It's got to be our own. So, in order that it should be our own, it needs a success that is something in it. Can I say that blessing, that is the wisdom of our sin, that God to make it through that opportunity must come to him. The people are broken in the past. But for receiving the reward, there's no interest. That is ongoing. That never comes to an end. And it will make it crooked. But unto all eternity, he is under the whole earth, the same as the corner of it. For all eternity, he enjoys and he advances in that perfection, which is acquired yet upon earth. Now, I just have to explain this to them. You know, a person who, now, you have to go to and talk to the things you have a person, carpet, and something to be able to talk to them. When you do it, having bricks and having stones and having cement. So, how much are your feet? So, you recognize how much money you've got, and it's got to produce the whole thing. So, you recognize how much money you've got, and you've got $400,000. So, the $400,000 is so much we've got to bricks and having to stone, and so much to tie for the roofing, and in the inside of the house, and the balls, and the little kitchen. You want to have a little kitchen, you want to have a new kitchen, and a new kitchen, and you want to have a fireplace, and then you want to have a floor, and all the things you want. But only as much as you can afford. And another person who can not money, who can find money more bricks. You can build a large house, you can build a big room, you can build a place to one suit, but much more bricks. Now, what is all that they've got? So, just what I've got, I can do a lot of what I've got. I can finish only what I've got. I can improve with what I've got. But I can't get more bricks, and I can't get more stones, and I can't get more bricks. But I can only get more stones every day. But what I've got, I've got nothing I can improve on that. I can improve on it. But that's the only way that I've earned that. Now, that isn't possible to get good outcomes. But that is a sound of unique merit, the way that you have this Bible. I haven't told you more, but that can't tell you, and I think you know more about it. But you know the Bible that is one of you to know now. The very thing I about the so the 20 years ago, well, the remedy is that they are closing them down. To them, you know what they're trying to do. Now, you build a highway building with a whole highway building. Now, your world is 800 stories. And this building, I will be seeing this one. And this building is built in a building with a building. And I will fill up in the world with a one thing. The hospital, the technician will be there, the hospital will be there, the school will be there. Everything will be in that building. That the entire world will be in that building. The world is full of stuff. So this is not using the people have to send me. Have you just? You will not have to listen to me yet. They could have got that house. You could have been expensive, just so plant that tree. But I have 12 rooms of breeding jobs. Now there's a lot of possibility that that was a big thing. The higher the building, the more expensive it is done. And if you heard a thing the other day, and you could say,
you need to go. You listen to the truth, remember everything you just said. Think about the most well 5 minutes. I think I've heard it all over the office. Come on, let us see. You're the official consumer of the office. Why don't you go to the thank you for the 500. And I hear what you're doing about in 15 minutes time, and the first time I put it into 15 minutes time, and you talk about the 15 minutes. I can't take your word for what you've done. Now, we know you're putting up this 30-30 baby, that's a day, not highlighting the way you're ready to take 49 baby, I'm saying, but you look just a bit of a plan now, and you're working on a plan. That's with you, and this is a music, and you can't even listen to it. You come back for this session, because I don't explain the opportunity. So, kind of saying, as I said, that you just have to do with me, and I have a plan, but I have a reason. Come on. So we just do that, and you have a plan. Yeah, but I should go. This is not a place, though. We're not there. To whom the son of the man has been credited by so many people? Oh, so they are too much. Two of you, you know, but the man, this is the thing, they doesn't have it. And all these angels are coming. I have to be less tolerant, valuable, and the world to come. Now, that is the thing, that is the thing. Their circumstances consistently differ from what they are in the sun. So, look what we need to live on earth. I was different from the influence in you to be a root of the earth and ready for your explosion. You may say it was the whole time, and I'm trying to go through the time by the year for the next 2 years you're supposed to be in a certain state, so this is the most important thing that explosion is in the universe that you have to get in the universe to be forever and forever. Ready for the thing, good and evil. Because if that is no evil, it's brilliant. Happiness and movement is just an easy and limited economy. Because if the evil part of it is called a triple function, if the function is no standard, then that is good for it. If the very function is no standard, this space is quiet. That instrument is probably different than what was from what it was. So, you know, movement is probably from the heart of our faith, but then it is because that is a very much we should find in fact in a sense of stuff, no, you know, therefore, the truth is intellectual anyway. But as you know, there is the other one which says the last year, as you know, and therefore, they must not be left in that, but being superior. This is the place below that logic is a simple evidence of all. Now these things are interdependent. To present the truth, to do that to them, to do it. But in a way, let's just say that it's necessary. Now you say to them, I'm in all effects to be human circumstances, and you. And this is what's in the belly. Your beard is definitely either the pain. Actually, you can let them see me not the wrong thing. It's a wrong thing. You can't even get to the end. Then let nothing get the food and go over the over the connection. Advantage is the nature of the material. This is the thing. Opposition is not what I know about. Advantage is the flat. That is right. If the food would be stronger than evil, the food would be good of material. So when we are meeting up on a little red earth, because we would be set up under the sun. That's what we do. Because the air that is stronger, if the food has raised the dark into nature, nature of air evil, it would have left through the pumpkin for so long. So if you were really, which I never meant much to my life, you wouldn't look at it near Christ for one.
They decided to have the first, to be speculated to you, a year. He found that they got the idea of a year. He doesn't surprise us. Because the season, summer, winter, summer, what's in the summer? Autumn, summer, fall, winter, spring, summer. So they've got that to work out. So they've got a year worked out. They even got the idea of months, the minutes. That's what they observed. So they've got the idea of a month together, they've got the idea of a month. Can they possibly have the idea of a year? So they divide the year and they divide the month, they divide it into days. And who's going to be so crazy as to make it 7 days? What is that going to do? It's like a 2 is a number, 5 is a number. I was if he's mad. 7 days. Yes, wherever you go in the world, it's 7 days. Three times in history has the attempt been made to do away with the seventh. And each time the attempt has been made to do away with the seventh, it's to do away with religion. The first time was in the time of the French Revolution, wanting to do away with 7 days maybe, to do away with the seventh, the idea of the seventh day, and to break religion that way, I would say. The second time was done by an American. Believe it or not. And his name was Mr. Easton. You know who he is. And Mr. Eastman not founded, but denoted for the special word for it, the Rochester University. Endowed is the word I want to thank you for. Endowed Rochester University. And he endowed it, but he made one condition. No chapel. No religion on the campus. No chapel. He sponsored the arts, music, only from Debussy onwards. Nothing else. Before that, you've got they wrote all religious music, you see. Only from Debussy onwards. Nothing else could be played. Anything that he sponsored, only from Debussy onwards. In art, I think it was from the Impressionists, perhaps even later from the Expressionists. I think it was the era immediately after Impressionism. I think it was from the Expressionists. But it had to be Martin. And he wanted to do away with Sabbath. Always Sunday. And it was such a way that he succeeded. Didn't work out. And the third time it happened was in the 1930s. Where Stalin did away with 7 days a week. If you ask Mr. Zelensky, he'll explain to you what they did there. He knows it was a strange thing that they did. 5 days in a week, and the sixth day was a rest day, and at the end of the year, a couple of days that they were to get in the period. But it only lasted for 2 years, and he had to give it up. Just didn't work out. Had it for 7 days. Right. Okay. The whole idea of masters, of kingship. Now, well, you don't know what it is that kingship is. In England, they are beginning to know less and less of what it means. That the way a king or a queen is crowned, the crown itself.
Now, so was the first pyramid for the kingship. What did it stand for? What was so special about it? Per man, who had no hope, who had become the end of the word crown comes from. Per, title, that can be the word crown comes. There are jewels in a crown. They should stand the cause of the chum. The kind of whole chum these rings that they've had chum. So a crown has got to have jewels in it. Now, they don't know anything about. But don't have word of truth. And the whole system is sitting on the throne. The king system. If you say it all that, the court system, the raising of the hand, one get the raising hand in his ear, and one of you will raise his hand, and he took an oath. If all these things still come from the paper, that everyone is a tremendous amount, still coming from the world that comes from the paper. So that is Giovanna, you are Ordo Mauricio, all these things come from Ordo Mauricio. The crown of God, the kingship of God, the nation comes from the kingdom of God. But it is all there. These are the traditions came from Ordo Mauricio.
I understand that, and that is the last thing I will. Yes, I have seen all three positive related to the head. And it is totally over the city, especially the...
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the game is clear. The lyrics are there. In the reason that the guy, because they're revealed, that they're uncovered, that the lyrics there and that is there. So that we can have a little bit there then.
You look particularly about the lies.
Yes.
The mouth is kind of a real set south of the odd people.
The real thing is the people.
Who are from the
area.
But you're saying that the same amount of lies were known, that who they didn't mean to just put in them.
Yeah.
I mean, I never existed to be a parent.
Never knew that the same. In the pain of itself, of having a little bit of it. And I didn't know the example when you put it to the roof. The amount of number that you did with his family, you put the first thing in the family. You remember the spring, Yehuda and Tamar. The Yehuda's son, that is Tamar, who died, the second man died, and then Yehuda says that,
to come out where they put them in the sun. And that means the law of beauty. In English, it is known as the leaven of the earth. And that means that if a man dies without children, then the leaven of this man marries the deceased mother's man. So look. Now you believe that our brethren will have four for them further. We know that when the ladies carry their future, the ladies, the favorite ladies, they were the ones that deserved the best. They were the ones that do that. And you know that they were the ones that they never went to the mountains. They were the ones
that they were the ones that they were the ones that they were the ones that
That we all going to discuss. The comment says that your people are not too good, that you're very good. You are very good. It's not that we've got this struggle of power, but I'm not very good. I'm from there. I feel like I must take the struggle. I think that's right. That is right, but it's certainly, that is certainly leading up to the question. Yes. Only really in the middle of it, good and bad is just as if it is there. Very little in this country that is still coming to them. But you say it's really simple. The good and the bad is really simple. Which is
proper.
Even. And you think it will be real. Meaning, that's the best thing. But a thought.
That
is, and that's our experience. At least it's my experience, and that's the experience that I can speak for me. You find good easier to be good. You find it easier to be good than it is to be bad. I don't find it's about inability. Yes.
So you can say you can expand it in a good instead of doing it, you will be able to see that only if you have the test.
No, because even with the paragraph, even with the paragraph, you need to be pretty strong. Really, really strong. Anyway, the gut is a point where you deal with it. But I want you to be aware of it already now. It is my human circle when I realize it is that I will have in planet, on earth, while the gut will have the instruments to be placed into this matter. So we must do good and evil. That is it. But when we come onto the Alama there, when we come onto the day to come, we receive the results that are standard. You know, the realize you are not the customer there. They are a man that can be the disaster in the opposite position. He may tell much if you are having failure that every month, because if the failure, if the physical, if the material prevails, there are the only ones who are not ready for the maximum access and the Neshomo. There to be only darkened and act as a prevention and a defending for the failure. He makes his body to the Neshomo, but the same shouldn't be placed in your mind. Shouldn't lead to a death. This is the greatest joy of all. But the same shouldn't be the volcano. We may learn who shall make Sishla Baitan Elam Shema. Therefore, in the world to come, now be careful of the sentence they attach to that. Therefore, in the world to come, it is proper that only the same should prevail. The Hachemia Zine Nisho Chazareh. And in the world to come, the physical is drawn after the spiritual agami. Completely, the entrance way the acting by greater flow to the spirit, that the physical will not interfere with the spiritual at all. Yes. What physical is there? Good. That's it. That you've got to understand. But you see, when you learn, you've got to be aware of all these things. And you've got to keep them in your mind. Keep them in the drawing of your mind. And be ready when the kind time comes to take it out. What physical is there? The Elamite claim, even in small elements, say there are these two words that are going to be corrected, being corrected, created. Elamite is the Elamite, it's where the world to come. Elamite, I'm walking by cooking my kids in Shalom. Hey, Marshall, where you want to take the money to start losing? What is of this world, the place, and the natural means that we have is necessary for man for his feather. Or Elamite, but on the Elamite, I'm walking by cooking Shalom. Hey, Marshall, where you want to take the money to start? There, the means are, the means are there, such that are necessary for him to be able to enjoy that work. So to give you an example, see the first word that I'd like to ask you, and I'll give you a chance. So, let me explain to you. Now if you sit back for a little while. You've heard me say and speak, and I know that is something you have to understand. I speak to you about reality, and I speak to you about absolutism. Now, reality and absolute are abstract and they are spiritual. They are not physical, they are not tangible. They are not anything that one can perceive with the five senses. So there are other senses that are necessary in order to perceive them. are on the animal image, on the animal world, will we really have other senses in order to aid our perception? For example, we read now in the fables about the balsamic dosha. We read about the Mishkan first. The Mishkan means the replica of what the balsamic dosha is going to be. The balsamic dosha is fundamentally built on the pattern of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is 10 cubic size, the balsamic dosha is 30 cubic size. That those are the particular differences that we teach. The base of Middash is a replica of the base of Middash that is on the Olam HaGadol. In heaven. But is the base of Middash in heaven something that is physical or not?
No.
Not physical. Is it something that is tangible? No. Not with our senses. There you can't feel it. That the base of Middash had a problem, of course you can touch it and you can feel it. And you can feel it. So if we were taken now onto the Olam HaEmes with the promise that we will be brought back to earth again, and we come to the Olam HaEmes and we are introduced to the angels, we will be able to see them. But the angels will tell us, now we want to show you something. You have never seen a sight like this, and you need to see a sight like this again. We want to show you the base picture. And they take us by our hands and they lead us and they say, there we are, what do you think of it? What did we see? Not a thing. Because if our eyes are closed, can we see that? We can't see the base picture if our eyes are closed. We need to open senses. It is the equivalent of the sense of seeing. That is for the Olam HaEmes, it's a different thing. That is what he said. Is it better? Is your mind wandering?
No, I'm thinking of something. I'm thinking of something. It's like a body, you mean, you're seeing what he's saying.
Oh, that? Yeah.
That
yeah. But what the wonderful thing is, and you can sit back for this, because you can really be, I think, one of the best in the now. The wonderful thing is that Hashem is with goodness. And the Torah Hashem uses that expression. Hashem is with wisdom. And the Torah Hashem uses that expression. Gives us here upon earth an inkling of things which are not physical, which are not material, but which are abstract and which are spiritual. For example, I can have an idea, and it's an idea that I've created, and it gives me tremendous joy. I might use it in an address, I might use it in a sermon, I might use it in a dress, I might use it in a fear. But long before I use it, I've got tremendous joy out of it. Can I see it? Can I touch it? Can I smell it? Can I hear it? Can I taste it? I cannot perceive it with my five senses. Then what have I got? I've got something that is purely spiritual. That I can experience that which is purely spiritual, which is purely intellectual. So I've got something which doesn't belong to the five senses, but I am able to perceive that. So my show always gives us something now. There are certain dreams that our show has given us now. And this is a way. Chazal explained it to us. There are dreams here, and we have tremendous pleasure out of it, tremendous joy out of it. And Chazal said that one, a whole lifetime of this joy is equal to the same joy that of the of only one fleeting moment of it on the own of my efforts. Loving me the whole lifetime to enjoy it. Yes, it is only the one fleeting moment. It's that same joy. So we are given, but I prefer giving you the example of an idea. I want to enjoy an idea. But nothing to do with the five senses. And yet I'm able to experience it and to enjoy it and not it is similar than you want to ask.
In talking about giving a balance to
Not a balance. That comes in the next paragraph. That is, of course, it's not a balance. And you are disturbed about it for the time being. It isn't good balance, but it seems that there is meant to be a disbalance, and yet it isn't disbalance. I had wanted to at least begin the next paragraph, but there isn't time for it tonight. But that is that very point is discussed in that next paragraph. But in reality, it isn't like that. We find that the physical is more powerful than the intellectual. In reality, it isn't like that. That evil has got a stronger force than good. That's what we are finding in the world we live. Just look what it is. We leave something outside, it's gone. No respect for other people's property. You can go on the street and you're not even safe with your life. No respect for life. Look at the terrorism that goes on. Look at the vandalism that goes on. You go to a public theater and it's known for everybody. Somebody's been there and pulled the theater down. The vandalism that goes on. The vulgarity that there is. All around one. The immorality. All around one. Of course the evil is stronger than the good. And here the whole idea is it should be, that feeling should be an exact balance that we discussed in paragraph 5 of chapter 2. That's the beginning of the discussion. Yes.
That
would be much later in time or in place.
Is that after what this is?
But that comes into it. When this comes
but
in.
When you're talking about the physical, that's why I'm getting confused now.
Now, what are you confused about? I imagine I've made this so clear, and I've worked so hard with it to make it clear, and you tell me that you're confused.
Yeah, because
and
I
you just took the button out of my world.
Because the power
of good and the power of the soul is so much stronger than the power of the physical. What is there that is physical? Who asked that question? That is the question. So you've got to keep that question and you work on it. Look as we go on. That is the next question that we discuss. And this question, they are interrelated, although you don't notice it yet, that it is more evil, the balance isn't right. So, let it nothing confuse you, because I'm warning you about it. Those are the questions that will nothing confuse you. You follow? So, that's a very confused one. Yes.
But the whole now, but the whole now, if it doesn't look up in heaven, how do you fix it?
Well, of course.
But it doesn't have the same fix as what we need it for on earth.
You know, it's got the same purpose on a different level. And how can I explain this to you? I've got money and Mr. Rockefeller has got money. To spend money. Have you got the same purpose to Mr. Rockefeller as it got to me? Now he uses money and I use money. He uses money to make more money. I use money to acquire more things. Of course it's related. Of course it's related. The base of interest is related to the base of interest. Well, of course it's related. And we are going to discuss in what way it's related. We are going to discuss that it's different. But of course it's related. This base of interest cannot exist without the base of interest of his individual mind. And I doubt whether the world could exist without the base of interest of his individual mind. That is got to be, that world is purely spiritual. But what we've got to try and understand, however long it might still take us, that the reality of reality is in the spiritual and in the abstract, and not in the material. Which is no real? The problem is the same. Same is no real, the same doesn't get destroyed, same doesn't disintegrate. The author is going to see that the body also doesn't really disintegrate, but that only comes after. Yes?
I just wanted to mention that since I was younger, it seems to me that some new things have happened that make the world I live in now much worse than the life I led many years ago. We didn't have any of the terrible things happening then. I know it's here. And
we have to discuss.
Okay, I just think that we have the literature there, that we go back to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
And sometimes it seems like the world is going that direction now, too.
That's right. And the people who were your age now, when you were a little girl and to some good, and it also, because we know the devil that he was coming to. When we were younger, it wasn't like this. And they were not. They went through the First World War. And I said, you know, we didn't know because I went through the wars. Everyone in the intellectual world, the mustard gas, all this thing. And you know that actually did. They looked at into the robot machine to go to Edmonton, and they actually dropped. From the air, we didn't have anything like this before. And you can shoot them from the ground at least. Can't protect yourself anymore. This goes for these things. And it's not so. Thank you, ladies. I'm excuse me, my lady. Please put my name to that in you. This week, I don't think we need you.
Well, thank you.
It's a very good week.